Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Nebraska is home to three main species of ticks, one of which can give you a severe allergic reaction to red meat. Nebraska Extension entomologist Jody Green talks about the Lone Star tick and why a pathogen in its system can make you allergic to several forms of red meat.
So in Nebraska, we have several ticks, three pretty much main ones, and these ticks all can transmit tick-borne disease to humans. And I do a lot of education that has to do with helping people protect themselves because we all want to be outside. So this tick called the Lone Star tick, that is the second most prevalent tick in Nebraska, has the potential to cause a red meat allergic reaction, which really makes people stop and think. There are several diseases that are not great that ticks can pass. But I think in Nebraska, if you take away someone's red meat, their steak, their hamburgers, they're really going to stop and think about it. And they may not know that there is an association between a tick bite and this potentially life-threatening illness for red meat. So that's something that we really want to spread the word about. The source of the allergy is the alpha-gal molecule, which is a sugar molecule. And so that's found in the meat of non-primate mammals. And that is also in the saliva of this particular tick. So it's this specific species called the Lone Star tick. And that's how it enters our body, through the saliva of their bites when we get bitten. And then because that alpha-gal molecule is found in the meats of these animals that we may consume, so those meats turn into be, you know, beef, pork, venison, you know, rabbit, lamb, all of those meats that we consider red meat, then when that enters our system, our immune response can be very strong. So if we haven't been bitten by that tick, we may not have that reaction. But people have found that after they have been bit by a tick, and even most times they're not even aware they've been bitten, that after they consume red meat, then that will lead to this potentially life-threatening allergic reaction. And one of the things about how weird and strange this allergic reaction is that it develops in, you know, adulthood, and it is also a delayed response. So you can, if you've got the alpha-gal molecule or the alpha-gal syndrome, red meat allergy, you can sit down for dinner and have a burger with your family and the reaction's delayed. So you may not feel anything, but you'll go to bed that night and you'll wake up in the middle of the night and you could have this extreme response. And, you know, it could be anything from, you know, vomiting or hives to, you know, difficulty breathing and anaphylactic shock. And so you may not attribute that to eating red meat. And then you definitely wouldn't attribute that to getting bitten by a tick, which initially triggered it. So it's all of this chain reaction that we want to make sure people are aware of, so they know that if this occurs, that it could be that allergic reaction to red meat.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.